Thank you for joining me for the second part of the April Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. And this one is about contemplative prayer. And there's an old saying that we don't pray to change our circumstances. We pray to change ourselves. So, what is contemplative prayer? It is our form of love and devotion in words to God. Contemplative prayer is when we repeat those words of the prayer, we bring ourselves into a deeper place and slow down. Not just rattling off the words, but focusing more on each syllable, word, or group of words more intently. So intently that we fall into the silence. We even get lost from time to time and forget where we are in that prayer. Recently, I was on a group call with one of my God sisters, and she expressed her wonderment and bliss over the beginning of a prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace. Stop and think of what that means. Of course, another book can be written on those five words. Go within and focus on each word. Hail, the great and exalted one. Mary, one who bore the Christ, the Mother of God, incarnated in human form. Full of grace. Full of love, peace, wisdom, joy, power, creativity, intelligence, full of light and love. Again, my apologies for condensing these words to such limited expressions. As a Christian, this prayer might have been one of the first to learn. For most of my life, I repeated them in a way that was not contemplative at all. At times, I said it with the intent to get to the end of it. But as I've gone deeper into the silence and slowed down, most times I pray, I am unable to finish the prayers and continuously have to start over due to the grace that is shed during this time of contemplative prayer. The same can be said for any prayer. Shema, one of the most important Jewish prayers, focuses on three parts: praising God, asking for help, and focusing more on the area just behind. Praising God, asking for help, and giving thanks. As with Christian prayers, slow down. Get out of your head and focus more in the area just behind your heart. And hear the heart's message about each part of the prayer. The Gayatri Prayer is a Hindu prayer mantra, which is also very revered prayer. This prayer is also condensed into three parts: adoration, meditation, and prayer. Prayer is usually said in silence three times a day: morning, noon, and evening. Again, slow down, focusing on each syllable and word, bringing your attention to the heart area, will come to you more and more as you continue to practice it. The wisdom of pure knowledge is revealed through the silence. Similar to music, the silence between the notes is what creates music. Please stop for a moment now and pray. A short acknowledgement of gratitude will incrementally bring more grace into your being. All glories to God. Thank you.